Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. A little Real Housewives of Atlanta premiere thoughts. I'm excited about this season. I liked it.
Yeah. They seem like they're great. Real friends. I loved it. Not getting as compelling as Beverly Hills, but it was good. It was a good start.
No. It's a different type
of Housewives.
Show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it could be better.
I think it's going to be good. I think that I am excited to watch Drew's life continue to fall apart.
It's over, right? There's no way they stay together. That guy is
so bad.
He is such bad news. And she is just playing. She just doesn't want to break up or what?
I don't know. It's bizarre. I have to say, loving Marlo being a housewife.
She's great. She's bringing everything we want to happen for the housewives. She's open. She's rich. We don't know how she has money.
I think actually it's a great, like the kind of, I would say maybe the foundational trio might end up emerging as like a, not as friends, but like the key people, Candy, Kenya, Marlo, all very shady, very upfront. I think it could be good.
And having Sheree back, who acts like Sheree, she's never been on Housewives, but she's a veteran. I mean, it's just so funny. It's great to see her. Good.
Yeah.
And Sonya.
That's good.
Is that how they...
Sonya. Oh, Sonya. And then I love that. I love freaking Kenya just immediately shading her, calling her Sanya.
I know. And like, you can't shade someone who... Olympic athletes are a special type of person. It takes a lot of... They should have the ultimate respect in my book. You're not curing cancer, but you're... Who can focus on something...
And, I know, that and much.
Accomplish something that good...
It takes such like sacrifice too, which I think people don't realize. Like,
right. Like
for example, my husband's college experience compared to mine. Like, he's always like, "Yeah, you know, I had practice and I had this and that."
I bet.
You know, like it's just like you're making a lot. Like that was
so
not
disciplined
my
at a young age.
Yes, yeah. Discipline. Yeah. Right. I thought the workout scene
that earns
Drew...
respect to me. I don't care. I love an Olympic athlete.
I love an Olympic athlete or a top tier athlete or honestly a professional athlete who's like doing the
Olympic
job.
Olympic athlete means something special to me other than fuck any other. I mean, I guess, you know, a top tier athlete too, but to be an Olympian, I guess we grew up in such a time where Olympics were so revered and people don't care as much, but we grew up with that. It feels like the Olympics were an event. I don't know.
They were.
I love it. So I'm happy we're getting housewives as Olympic housewives. That can't get any better.
We had Martina's a wife of for Real Housewives of Miami. Love it.
I love Martina. I think about her so often. I think she's Martina. She was a great character on that show.
Yeah. Drew and Sonya working out.
Running. Can you imagine?
Okay. Drew. I loved the shade thrown at Drew when she said she lost 25 pounds in 2 weeks. And they showed the side by side. That was great.
Poor thing. And no one would comment. I guess she let Kenya get to her head because there's nothing wrong with her body. But the fact that she's bringing so much attention to it, you can't help but these women to say, like, when Candy's like, she's still a little thick.
Yeah, like I never once thought that. Like I just thought she had a normal. I
thought she looked like a normal person. I didn't think fat, skinny. That same with Margaret on Housewives of New Jersey. I never looked at her body in any certain way.
Yeah, no, I know. It's weird. I think Drew, you know, I wasn't sure about Drew as an addition, but it's a real mess. Like it's borderline makes me uncomfortable because like when you're watching the scene, like when he walked in, when Candy and them were in this house and like the way Candy was questioning him, loved it. But Drew, what you was could your tell response? Drew was like, oh, fuck. Like this wasn't supposed to happen right here. What's her name? Like Candy finding her on social media. I love Candy.
I do too. And to open up your life and to be talking about specific marital issues that mm-hmm. he's getting massages and they're breaking it down with the husband on TV, hiding mm-hmm. nothing. It is great. It's really how good. Can they last another season? I can't believe they lasted this season. He obviously cheated in Tampa. Yes. He obviously is screwing the assistant.
Yes. Because he's recounting the story like he doesn't get the problem kind of thing. Like he's deep in some shit with women for sure. The way he's out here, it's not a married
got that
man
cute
energy.
Little face. No, no.
At all.
You're right. That's weird. A great way to put it.
He doesn't have that same, like the other men, like when he's telling them this, they're looking at him like, what are you talking about?
He has a married man energy.
Camera.
Right.
You know?
And it's interesting that a guy goes over and tells another guy, especially on camera, they start talking about, I don't know what Tyler would talk about, but I don't know if he'd bring up that he's almost cheating. It's interesting weird, that he's bringing up his dirty laundry to her.
I know.
And she's doing the same, but a woman you'd expect that from, but
right.
I mean, imagine it seems like they're just meeting each other and they're telling each other how their life is going to fall apart.
Yes.
If Tyler was getting massage offers. That's obviously what's happening. I mean, a massage is like Netflix and chill. It's not a massage.
A massage. No,
I always told Tyler, if you're going to cheat, you better just go get a rub and tug and never tell me because to me that I just never want to know, but that's the way I'd want to be cheated on.
That's nice. Rub and tug. Oh, good. I gotta say it felt fresh to me. Like many of these women are returners, which I love, like it didn't have that drag down energy that I unfortunately am going to put to blame on Cynthia's feet.
That's how I feel. Like I didn't miss Cynthia
at all.
I forgot even about
I know you forgot she was there.
Candy will blend in, jump in with any group at the beginning. The four girls know each other well.
Yes.
There's history. Marlo, she hasn't been a housewife, but they have tape like she's a housewife. Her story of taking
the flashbacks
kids
of her. Yes. Her with the kids. I honestly like if she makes this lay archive thing. I mean, just she's a hilarious.
It's
she's a
great idea.
Character.
Why not?
Great housewife. It's long overdue. I love that no one knows how she made her money. They're all talking shit the entire time.
No one needs to know.
Yeah.
Is that really J-Lo's dress? The dress?
I think
she has it. Isn't that like in the freaking Smithsonian? I think. Why would Marlo have it? How much did she pay? That's a hefty price for that dress.
I also want to know where Marlo got her money.
Like, she got it, I think, from rioting people. Didn't she say that? She said, I'm rioting all these dicks.
Right.
It cost me a lot of.
I mean.
Yeah. Why not? Use what you got. I don't know. I mean, that's the only way. I don't know how else she got it in the stock market. Maybe who knows? She bought some
stock market.
I don't know. But I think she's really with her outfit changes and how is she changing so quick?
And the way they talk. And I also love this. The way they talk shit to each other's face. They roll up. They're all talking shit underneath their breath. And then she comes over. Then they're all giving her opinion. I mean, and
she
I
hates
say, Kenya looks better than ever.
Oh, her tight little waist and Dancing with the Stars outfit. Hold on. So that dancer guy, is she dating him? Was that him?
Yeah,
in
I was
the
wondering
kitchen
that.
Again?
Yes, it was him there.
He seems very nice.
He does. Like she would eat him
I
alive.
Like him. Yeah,
we'll
but she
see.
Might need a nice guy like that.
Yeah, maybe
with me who maybe has a little bit of edge. But having a daughter did soften her up. That butt though is really kind of forming in. It's still it's just a tad bit too large. not any, yeah. not to body shame, but it's a BBM or whatever. It looks better,
a
but
BBL-ish.
BBM.
BBM.
I and then she gets. I thought she was on Dancing with the Stars 100 years ago. I mean, when was this filmed?
It seems like it felt like forever ago, right? Was it last season?
I don't know.
She does look great, though.
I don't know if you saw this, but there was like press that, or I saw this on Instagram and Twitter, so I don't know if it's validated, but that they didn't get a promo shoot from Bravo.
Yes,
and that like they had to pay
for
it their
themselves.
Own. What the fuck is that?
I got issues with that. 100%. That doesn't make any sense.
A, that's like, if they're like the only Black Housewives cast on right now and they're doing that shit to them, that's sketchy. Like, what?
Doesn't, I have
and
no
if
clue
not,
how, why
what's the
that
justification.
Would, and they're the highest ratings, uh-huh. I believe.
I love Atlanta.
They get I've really always, good ratings. Atlanta they can't even say that nobody always. Watches it. Everybody watches it.
Right. Like, Atlanta has a soft spot for me. There's an extra shadiness to the producers and how they edit it too, which I really appreciate. Like, the way they echoed in Kenya Moore hair care like three yeah, times yeah. through the episode was great. They don't do that a lot of other housewives, you know? It was great. I enjoyed it.
I love
it.
Marlo. She's like, go pressure wash your house, whatever that means.
Yeah. Just saying it's dirty. I don't know. It's great.
Yeah. The husband, though, he doesn't even know. I don't, he goes, yeah, pump it up with Drew. And Drew says, it's drop it with Drew.
Pump it up with
and
Drew.
And that food was nasty. Very.
Oh, it looks horrible.
Shannon Bedore.
I eat that.
She yes. is kind of the Shannon Bedore of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes. Like, the marriage is crumbling. That's a great comparison.
And Marlo embarrassing her right in front of everyone saying, when's your last job? When she says she wants to rent the outfit.
Are you still in the industry? Oh, God. That was good.
But the adopting the kids. So I wonder how long the sentence is. Does she have these kids until they go to college? Or how long is the sister in the slammer for?
I got to say, I was almost watching her morning routine. Like, I got to take notes.
Fabulous. I was like, my kids aren't eating mushroom and spinach omelets.
I know. And the way she like had them get up and do their own thing is your teeth brush, check your teeth. Like, it's
and
just
she's
like
joking
she
around about bad breath. I don't have jokes like that first thing in the morning.
No, you're.
Yeah, yeah, got you're the heat. Oh, Tyler, you know, he pops right up either way. It's like, all right, you deal with it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do, but I'm definitely, we'd definitely be running late every day if it was up to me.
Sheree walking up to meet Drew and the husband, and she's like, oh, I've heard a lot about you. And he's like, I hope all good things. She goes,
yeah.
Like, I thought that was great. Everybody knew that meant no.
Sheree is acting shy. That's funny, though. Don't you think she's kind of holding back and she'll
she's
open
playing,
up? She can't help
playing,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She's playing dumb or something. It's interesting.
Sheree is a low key, iconic housewife. So many moments with her. It's just crazy.
She really is great. And she still looks phenomenal. You know,
she does. Yeah. Hasn't aged a day.
Dating a prisoner. She'd blossom up after lockup.
Yeah, she does. That would be amazing. They really need to. That would be great. And somehow he's pulled in with Apollo. I don't know if they're all in the same. I didn't think they were all in the same jail.
I know. That's and Apollo's there. Oh, I see. I'm excited for the season. I think it's going to be good. I really do. I have hope. Last season, I did not enjoy.
Did you know that Marlo's? I kind of enjoyed it, I guess, but I think they're good. And it's kind of nice that Portia's gone and Nene's mm-hmm. gone. It is like a fresh take. Oh.
My God, I didn't even think about Portia.
I know.
She didn't even cross my mind.
I know. She's kind of been a quiet housewife. She really.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. I did. Wow. That's crazy. I thought
there
about
was a video. Yeah.
Cynthia before Portia. What does that say?
Crazy, huh? Mm. I watched a video of her surprising Simon, I think in Africa or wherever they were, where he was staying, and he comes out of the hotel and everybody was saying he really was not happy she surprised him. But I just wonder how long that's going to last.
Not forever, I'll tell you that much.
I won't miss Shamia. Can you imagine being God, Shamia? No. You're there and you just never get asked on. Marlo is really, though, she's earned it. And I
absolutely
don't know. I kind of feel offended for her because if she was eventually allowed to have a peach, when people were saying for a long time that she almost sliced someone's throat or she stat or something yeah. like that, that's what they kept saying. Right. That's why she.
Yes.
So obviously that wasn't it. So why now? Bravo, you right. idiots. She's a star.
She really is. Her pink Chanel interview look, she looked phenomenal. I mean, yeah, she brings it, and she'll talk shit to the camera. She'll talk shit to your face. She'll do something opulent. She'll show up 2 hours late. She's everything I want. Everything.
She makes a show too. Her going around with the gorgeous model, inviting everybody via video, and people putting that down. Like she's supposed to she's got ideas. At least she's creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's not phoning it in. She's probably right about Paris. It sounds like everybody wants models and this, that. She's like, in Paris, it's like a museum. And I think she's onto something there. I don't know, but
she sold it.
I believe her, whatever she says. Right. Yeah. Great first episode.
Great.
Great bond.
Really enjoyed it.
Candy knows Sonia.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Sonia's husband. And the family there.
Yes. Love
that. Poor Sonia. Being a woman's not easy.
No, it's not.
Like if these men could take birth control, if these men could take, they just want you to pop out a baby and they swear that they'll be there every day. You know, not that he wouldn't, but it's just like, God,
I loved the mom shutting down the dad. The grandpa. He was like, what's another one? You got one. She's like, enough.
The grandpa's like, I'll make a formula. I think that's every family. They just try to.
Totally. Again, I say this all the time. Like my dad was a great father, like great. But when I see him with my kid, I'm like, how did you raised me? Like, you could change a diaper. I just see it.
Oh, it's crazy.
I would like to start with Jersey because I would like to tell everyone that for the first time, I would say maybe. There's been other times.
I still love her. I still love her. But we're in a road bump.
This was a really bad look for Teresa from start to finish, from outfit to words.
All
of
them. Yeah.
All of them were so poorly dressed. I honestly think Jackie was probably the best. It was mainly because I couldn't really see what she was wearing.
God, I never look at any of their clothes. I hate all of these reunion clothes. I think the only people that are doing reunions right.
Yeah.
Is Summer House. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand that they're decades younger, but these people, these clothes age them. They need to stop.
It was decade, horrible. Maybe. Every outfit was worse than the next. There was weird skin hanging out places it shouldn't. It was just like all of it was bad. I hated Teresa's outfit. Like it was blinding me.
Oh, she has some of the worst style.
It
really is bad. If she wasn't so drop dead gorgeous,
it's Giselle vibes.
If she, yeah, right. The more gorgeous, the worse clothes.
Yeah.
And Kyle Richards, I would not put them in the net. Kyle Richards is pretty, but she's manufactured.
Dress. She's just not consistently good. So I would even put her above.
Wow. But she's not as pretty. Teresa Giudice and Giselle are some of the prettiest housewives we got going. If you saw them in person Teresa might have some bags. Giselle, but Teresa's a beauty to me, even though she's batshit crazy.
I mean, it was just a bad look for her. The way she was arguing with Melissa, which like, again, I am not a Melissa fan, but like it just all of it. I don't know.
Melissa loves to play though. Like
it made me sad.
Melissa loves to play. I don't know if it's edited. What I don't like is the way I got so much to think here. I don't like the way that she treats Dolores. Dolores needs to step out of that friendship.
Agreed.
What is she got on Dolores as she treats her like that? Childhood friendships only go so far.
We're only inviting couples to the engagement party. Like, what the hell is that?
What kind of love bubble bullshit is that? It seems
she really didn't seem like she gave a fuck.
Cold.
That's the thing. Like, yeah, she came across the board extremely cold, and like if the only person you got is Jennifer, you're on an
island. Fucked. Yeah,
you know what I mean, like that's the problem.
Are they all smoking weed together?
The key. I don't know what's
Jennifer's
going on
smoking
there.
A lot of weed.
Is that the vibe you get?
That's what they said all you do is smoke weed, and Jennifer and then Teresa's like, people function better when they're high, but Margaret said that all Jennifer does is smoke weed. And
I didn't smoke weed energy.
No.
Excuse me, like the opposite.
I can't imagine what she's like when she's not high then, if she's that bad shit stoned.
She's giving more like tequila shots at noon energy.
Right. Like, yeah. Like we're at the school baseball field and she's got the margarita in the glass. Hmm. There's a whole thing on TikTok of moms that are drinking at baseball games.
I would
games.
Believe it 100%. Yeah.
But who, don't you got to drive home and you got to talk to people? You got booze on your breath? I mean, it's
they're probably doing the
such
like
a world.
They're probably doing either vodka or like a seltzer or something.
You can smell that shit though.
I mean, how close are you getting to people nowadays when you're talking to them?
I guess it's just crazy to me that that's always been going on, I guess, wine and shit like that. But
I'll never forget. Well, one of the reasons why I love Mad Men is the scene where he tells little Sally, who's like four, to go make him a martini. And she legit does and brings it back.
Kids should be doing that shit.
That scene. And then this is when I knew the planet was fucked. It's like a scene from the 1950s and they have a picnic and they just get up to leave and they go like this with the blanket and throw the food, all the trash everywhere and just get up and walk away. Like, that's what people used to do. Like,
wow.
No regard for the planet.
Oh, my God. Oh. I should watch Mad Men. I never got into it. And I don't know why, because I feel like I lived and died a young.
Yeah, it was good. I feel like that show's too slow now.
It does seem very slow
for how TV has shifted.
I have a new way. I went to see my doctor. She gave me a new lease on life. She's like my therapist. They even had the nurse knocking on the door. Like, you got to get out of here, doctor. But she's the nicest doctor in the whole entire world. And she really makes me feel like I'm not on death's door, and I love her so much. Okay, back to Melissa. I feel like I just can't ever like Melissa. I don't know why. There needs to be a post Gorga era. I vow that. Give Teresa one more year, but give it to her, or not one more. I don't know. I don't care.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Teresa's. I mean, I'm not kick Teresa off. I would watch her till the day I die. But there needs to be, they need a good kick in the mouth. They think their shit don't stink. And now Joe's become such a staple of the show. This show will never change and Teresa will never change. We saw a show where she didn't argue with everyone. It can be done. Melissa was there, but Joe wasn't there. And I guess it wasn't in Jersey and whatever. But I truly believe that they need to get kicked off the show. And we need a new Gorga era.
Yeah,
a post Gorga era. I want him to actually be in construction. Be a man, Joe. You say men, a man is someone who goes to construction and then comes home and puts his wife on a pedestal. He's so fucked up. I'm starting to hate him.
Thanks. What's with, so Jackie got demoted, I saw.
Yeah, I got a problem with that too. She puts her life out there. She puts her life out there, spills her guts, something so fragile and so real to her that a lot of people learned from and connected to. And she really put it all out there. And they're going to freaking demote her.
I know.
I thought she deserves a demotion.
I thought she looked great at the reunion. She looked very healthy. Like,
yeah,
she looked good. I liked her this season more than I have any other season in the past.
I can't believe that. And you're going to give Joe and Melissa, what is their storyline? No wonder Teresa's amped up. Their storyline is Teresa. Make it about your kids playing football.
No, it is. It is Teresa. I will probably not be watching part two or part three of this reunion as usual. I found myself like,
oh, really?
I don't know. I found it.
I found it boring too. It's like a reunion's. This is the best we can boring, get. It's still but weird.
Also kind of like sad. Like, again, just like it Teresa was bumming me out. Like, I just didn't like the energy she was on. The no prenup bullshit. Andy's literally begging her, you know, to
she's
get a prenup.
Such an idiot.
Just like all of these. I was just like, ugh, it was not enjoyable for me to watch.
Don't sit there and shit on Joe Giudice. My best friend. Okay. You were in love with him just because you're in your love bubble with Louis, the freaking, he's going to be drinking poison in 10 years. And you know, you're going to be right. He's such a mastermind. Louis has got her so brainwashed.
Yeah.
He says he's better on the street. Was he staring out the window waiting for, was he whistling women down? He's catcalling. That's such a weird way that they met. Number one, he was stalking her. I don't buy him. I don't care. And to say that you weren't in love with Joe Giudice, the father of your four children, you don't need to say that. I know he put you in prison, but whatever.
Bygones. I think if she could have said it better, she could have said, like, I was so young, I really didn't know like what a real like true relationship was. She made it the way she phrases it. See, this is also why she's an asshole. She was essentially like, I had to get out of the house, so I got married. It's like what she said.
And her parents are assholes. Sorry, God rest their souls, rest in peace. I'm sorry, but they raised Teresa to be a psychopath. I will give Melissa credit. Maybe Teresa's a little crazier than she seems with wanting them to push their wedding off so she could give birth. I mean, that's psycho.
How about when they were like, so how have you had Melissa's back? Can you think of any references? And she's like, oh, let me, somebody help me out here.
Roll some tape.
That's when I was like,
and it goes dark. There's a blackout.
She is an asshole. Like, she just is. And I guess I've always known that, but it was a really bad display.
I guess I don't see it as much. I see it with the way she treats Dolores. It's so clear to me now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have your blinders on a little bit with Melissa, and like, I get it because I'm not a Melissa fan either. But I'm just saying, like, if imagine, just put in your head that Tyler's sister is Teresa,
and I'd be best friends with her. I love someone to bulldoze.
Yeah,
I don't mind. I don't want to be the star of the show. If I had a gorgeous, hot piece of ass sister-in-law like Teresa, I wouldn't sneak up on her show. I would just try to sit in the background and sit around and try to just watch. I don't think I would. Yeah.
I think the issue is Melissa also wants to be a star. She's freaking singing. Look at her with that karaoke thing they were doing. Like, she thought she was Whitney Houston. She wants to be famous. She's wanted to be famous.
Exactly. Teresa will never forgive Melissa, which she shouldn't, and her brother Sneaky. How they got on the show in the first place is unforgivable in my book. Imagine if you had a sister-in-law sneak on your show and not even tell you that. How do you not say, like, hey, they're thinking of putting me on?
Right. Yeah, it's wild. All of it's wild.
But I'm so sick of the Joe Gorga of it all. In the penises and sucking dick and this, that, and the other. It's go fucking have sex with a guy, Joe. It's okay if you're yearning for that so much. I truly believe if a guy's talking about it that much, they're thinking about it. If I was talking about eating vagina all day long, you have a reference point to say, hey, Justine, maybe you're thinking about it. I don't know.
Good
point.
Oh, God.
And I love how she's like, bitch boy is not a, it's not a bad thing. You're like a housewife. She hates Joe.
I know.
It is sad.
It is. It's all, that's
they
also
favored Teresa. Joe has been put on the back burner his whole life. I think that's part of it too.
I think so too. Cause remember like those scenes where he's crying with his dad, like, dad, I'm right here. I mean, that's the thing. It's so much fucked up layers, and seeing the flashback of Gia and him fighting and Melania, like,
it's
it all
sick.
Depresses me.
It is, it very really depressing. Is like,
God, enough.
That's why it'd be fun to get them off and to bring in just two Jersey girls and to see what happens.
Yeah.
When things start getting real, the real world, New Jersey. I mean, it has to be done or nothing's going to change.
I know, you're right. You're right.
But even, and Joe pretending to walk off, it's like, just shut up already. Go home then.
I lost interest there near the end.
But you know, back in the christening, they're running to wrestle. Teresa wasn't sitting with the family. They both treat each other like garbage.
I know. They really do.
And Melissa acts like
she should have brought that up.
Melissa doesn't want to be a bridesmaid. But yet Joe's like, what are we talking about at home? Her not wanting to be a bridesmaid. Who gives a shit? You hate each other, Melissa.
I and actually appreciate
having
when,
bridesmaids. You're Teresa too old. Like,
we're not close.
Yeah,
we're not close. It's like, you're right. You're actually not.
Second weddings are not meant for bridesmaids. Just go up there and get fucking married. You can have someone standing next to you.
I give you two, one but you person. Have to be like under
not
45.
Seven. I say three. It has to be a first wedding and you have to have egg follicles. I mean,
first
it,
and second.
It's crazy.
The first can be a mistake.
No, second's second. A joke. You're too old.
There's a lot of seconds.
I know, but you already
seconds too.
You fucked it up the first time. I'm sorry.
You know, one
I
don't and
know. I just really
dictatorship rule.
Weddings get
one
too
set of
much.
Bridesmaids.
It's too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You right, barely. I don't talk to anyone. I've been. Or, you're the only person I've been a bridesmaid in. We better watch out. Who's still? I even talk to. I hate everybody.
Our days
Eva,
are
again. I've said it a million times. Nicest bride you ever want to talk to. My last thing is Jennifer taking her chin out. What is this taking chins in and out? Stop with it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, arguing God. Over who would beat someone up in an alley, I thought was funny. Chris is like, you just don't see what I'm up to, blah, 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 blah.
So ridiculous.
And Dolores, you wouldn't be able to compress all this anger if you're such an angry person. Where is it? You're biting people's fingers off in clubs and now you're kumbaya. It just doesn't happen.
I mean, people change. You were also very aggressive and angry with people in your youth.
Oh, and I was drunk.
Yeah. She got drunk.
I guess if she's drunk,
she's at a bar.
I would still be though. That's why I don't drink. So I don't end up in jail for my children.
Oh God. All right. Summer House.
Oh, here we go. Fast forward, everybody. If you want to hear us love them because. All right.
No, the one thing that was killing me in the beginning was like every time somebody walked into the wedding, they're like, man, this huge backyard. It's a huge backyard.
Yeah, I know.
And when they finally did the aerial shot, I was like, oh, fuck, this is a huge backyard. Like that backyard is the backyard Paris Hilton should have gotten married in. They were stuffed into that tiny little Brooklawn shit and they got miles.
It's East Coast. Yeah. Are they living in Pennsylvania?
I don't know. I'm Jersey.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty. Yeah. That's why you pay. New Jersey is not cheap to live in either. New Jersey needs a new rep.
Are you kidding?
It is so expensive. And
property taxes alone.
They try to act like it's a dump. It's a very nice place to live.
Yeah. All right. How I felt about this was that I have been watching these people for 5 years. Like this relationship I've been watching for 5 years. I just, when I saw the flashback of her, like early on, I'm like, oh my God, Amanda has like transformed. Like she looks so different the first season, but I just found myself like, I did not get emotional. Like I got no sense.
I got
of, like,
angry.
Oh, this is sweet.
I got angry.
This is
my blood was boiling.
Like, I didn't have like that. Like
it's
like,
a joke.
This is such a sweet, like it. Yeah. It felt ridiculous to me. Like that all these people are invited to this farce. It feels like, I don't know.
It's COVID den.
It's COVID den. Yeah.
And I can't stand them. It's like Instagram. Their relationship is Instagram or Facebook. They put all the pretty pictures on the outside, but on the inside, it's just dirt and grime. And I hate them. I really hope that we're all wrong and they're happier than they seem because I even if she did look pretty to me, she's ugly on the out. I can't stand her. I can't stand him anymore. I can't stand them crying. I got a problem with, I don't want to offend you because I think you did it, but the first look, whatever wedding planner decided that first looks, they took away the magic of a wedding. You waited this long. He needs to see you walk down the fucking aisle. I get the whole picture thing, but it takes away the fucking moment. Kyle's already seen his rag nag of a wife. Oh, I seen that bitch walk down. It takes it all away. And she looked, it drives me crazy. If you could see a man really get that sincere emotion when he sees his bride walking down the aisle with the dad, that is when it's supposed to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like
prom.
I was thinking, I don't like, I'm not a big public moment person, even though I had like a big wedding. So for me, it was kind of like, I wanted to do it because I just wanted a moment that wasn't like in front of 300 people. Okay. So that was my perspective. And I guess I didn't even really care. Like it wasn't
That's a good point for me though. I want to see the husband
special.
I want to dissect their faces. Yeah. But that's a very good point. I can see your point there. But their first look drove me nuts. Tapping him on the shoulder. I hate them.
I just the way they described it too. He's like, yo, we've beat the odds. We've persevered. And now the day's here. It's like, we're not the last battle of World War II. What's happening here? Like, this is not how this is supposed to go. It should not be this difficult. And the fact that we're like celebrating the perseverance of it all is like, why are we celebrating somebody getting cheated on, staying with them?
Seriously.
Somebody always being drunk, continuing to stay with them.
Right.
Like fighting over a prenup. She's staying. She's going to steal your money. This is love to be celebrated. What are we celebrating?
Like the universe giving you COVID 2 weeks before, you constantly stressed out, crying, and then to act like it's all hunky dory makes me nuts. Yeah.
I know. That's a part too. Just watching them all sit at this wedding. It's like, we all watched this shit. And again, we've all watched this for years. And so it's like, to me, I have never somebody who has found like the struggle to be something valiant to go through. Do you know what I mean? Like, get out of the struggle.
It shouldn't be.
Like, I understand there's certain situations, but it's in a relationship, you have a choice.
Yeah.
You know,
your parents are so worried for you. They're worried sick. They're not happy for you. Her parents look like they don't hate Kyle, but they know she's making a mistake. Doesn't seem like they're happy. Then she's walking down the stairs and I can't stand it. I couldn't believe it. It'd be like if Scott and Courtney would have gotten married.
Yes.
Yes. And Carl, I guess, you know, he's healthy, whatever, but he's either really going through his poor brother's death has really affected him. Mm-hmm. And he's going through a lot. I wasn't even happy with the way Lindsay confessed her love. I wasn't happy with that.
Oh, I liked it. I kind of felt like they'd had that conversation before.
Okay. It didn't seem genuine to me.
Yeah.
Or that's it felt like genuine. That's a good way that you thought of that too. Okay.
I feel like they were already kind of like deeper in their relationship than was trying to show. So they had to like catch it up.
Okay.
Is what it felt like to me.
That's what the rumors are.
The way
so
they were looking at
up.
Each other was like they'd already made the agreement, you know?
And but then why is he allowed to be like, I gotta wait till January, till winter's coming? I mean, it's just I understand
I think his sobriety is so fragile that he's like clinging on to this, like
I think he's really
trying to do it by the book because his freaking brother died.
Right.
Like, I give him props for continually naming his boundary.
Like, oh no, I
this
love
is
it.
What I need to get to. But it's weird because I think they're hooking up and he's kind of like, in January, maybe we can date.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's like, okay, we'll take it day by day. It's like, I'll put my life on hold. It's springtime. What are we going to wait another 6 months for you guys to say?
Well,
that
was like for what? September, maybe.
Okay. Maybe it was September. All right. You're right. It was the end of summer.
Quarter.
All right. All right. Well, we got another fiscal quarter. I don't want to offend you about the first look. Cause you're right. I could totally see that, but I just want to, I want the guy to, you wait all this time and let's see little
Lucy
Liu. I don't
think guys give a shit.
Right.
I mean,
some guys do. They cry
built up
and
the
bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but it's not a moment they've dreamed of their entire life.
If a guy cries at their
like
wedding, isn't it sick? It's nice, but it's just like, are we really that in love with each other? I don't know. People in love. It's like, wait till you have a kid. That's love. I mean, I love Tyler. But I could get over his death. If he died, it would be really hard for a few years. But eventually I'd be riding a new dick. If my child dies, I would be ready to die. I could never get over it.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler, I would be really sad if he did though. I'd be really upset.
Of course.
But eventually somebody would be staring at Tyler's picture while he's screwing me on the nightstand, you know? But a child is just it's so
literally.
Different.
Oh, 100%.
No, literally, I love you for that. I love you, Tyler.
I feel like this entire episode is just you want to rant.
But I just don't think I could. Oh, Tyler is listening to me. I just don't want to ever watch these people again. I think I'm done with Summer House.
I'm fine with that. I would be okay with that. I mean, I don't maybe.
I'm sure they'll suck me in when I have a break, but.
Do you know what's starting to happen that I don't like that's happened with other shows is like, they're starting to really dislike each other. Like you can see from the preview, like yes. Paige and Lindsay hate each other. And like, right. I hate when that happens. And then you're watching these people, like when Nene started to hate being on the show and then you're just like, oh God, why am I watching this? You know, it's that kind of vibe.
I know. I think Craig and Austin are having a little spat too. Mm-hmm. Austin looks like he's cracked out, doesn't he?
Ugh, I haven't looked at him lately.
I think he allegedly likes the booger sugar. That's what it seems like to me. He looks like he's on bender after bender.
Yes. Again, how at this age are you alive and not taking a substance and drinking this much? I don't buy it.
I do love Lindsay though. She says right before she has this intense talk with Carl. Hey, Austin, get me a drink. She's so funny. She's so nuts.
I know. She is.
But not drinking has really taken 10 years of her life off. She looks younger than ever.
I know. It's crazy. I think of how shitty I would look if I drank all this.
Right.
It's like, what's the improvement for me? Oh, it's crazy.
Paige and Craig, they bug me.
Yeah, I didn't love Paige this season. Honestly, the person who changed the most for me in a positive way was Danielle. I thought, I really enjoyed Danielle. And I thought she looked freaking stunning at the wedding. I loved her dress. I loved her hair. I like that she's like a great friend, you know. Danielle was most improved for me. And I think Paige maybe took the biggest hit because I don't like how mean she is to Lindsay. She's just kind of
a reason she's friends with. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, with Hannah. And it's really interesting. Paige is really good at promoting herself as some fashion icon on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It really shows. Danielle's just as cute. Her clothes are just as cute, but she's not on Instagram saying,
I think
she
is
the other. Is she?
I think a few times I've looked at her page. She does do a lot of that. God. Stuff.
Paige, she really knows what she's doing. And it takes such self-confidence
to
put that stuff out there.
I know.
And if you think about social media and the internet, it's really nothing. It's such a weird world and people can really work it to their advantage.
I know they can. I don't know. This whole situation's a mess. I have to say though, the wedding looked fun. Like the actual dancing and stuff. Yeah. It looks like a good time.
Under the tent. I thought it was a very pretty spot. Couldn't be better. Oh, I wanted to say, I think she looks like Hailey Bieber. And I think if anybody Googles what Hailey Bieber looked like at her wedding, that's what I would have wanted Amanda to look like.
Yes.
Amanda is so plain. The dress is very pretty, but I would rather, it just seemed unfinished.
Need a little more. Yes.
Or some jewelry or something.
Something.
I get the simple look, but.
I do too, but you have to, you're right. You have to execute it like Hailey Bieber.
I think she's Caroline Bessette, if that's the right person's name.
But even that dress was more to me.
Yeah, there's a certain way to do it. Usually she hits the mark.
Yeah.
It was just missing something.
I agree.
And then crying and Dan. Oh, I'm so done with them. And her dad hates them. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. Ugh, the season's over. We'll watch reunion though.
God bless.
I like a Summer House reunion.
The reunion looks banging.
Looks great. Yeah.
And it's funny that nobody wants to like their pictures, just like the audience. It's really weird.
I know. It is. All right. Guess what? We'll be back. We love you. Hope you enjoyed it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.